If you or someone you love struggles with a gambling addiction, please call 1-800-GAMBLER today. And please, gamble responsibly. Hello, everyone, and welcome into another Celeb Bet Friday edition of Sports Betting by Dummies. I am your host, Patty Parlays. And with me, back fresh off of his vacation, we have Diz with us. Diz, welcome back, buddy.
Thanks, man. Feels good to be back. Felt a little empty on Wednesday, so feeling good today. Ready for a profitable weekend.
Let's go. Absolutely. Just as a friendly reminder, check out our new website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. You can see everything from most recent podcast episodes, our latest tweets, and also our merch store. So make sure you give that a look-see. So we are going to get straight into it tonight. We have the celeb bets, obviously, for Friday, and we have quite a few of them. So first and foremost, we have the Podfather, and he gave us the Reds money line versus the Indians tonight in honor of our boy Sunshine, who cannot make it tonight, but we will give Sunshine a shout out. He is quitting his full-time job to pursue a gambling career. No, I'm just kidding. That's not actually happening. But today is his last day at his full-time job. So shout out, Sunshine. It's been a good 3 years, and excited to see where things will take him.
Oh, yeah. Happy for my boy.
And while we're on the topic of the Reds money line, my mom also went Reds money line versus Indians for her celeb bets.
Dang. So
shout out her. Mother's Day is this Sunday. So, giving the moms a little special celeb bet shout outs here. Amanda actually gave us a celeb bet as well. Amanda is Dirty Mike's wife, and she is also a mother as well. And she went with Braves money line versus the Phillies tonight.
Any reasoning there, or she's just saying, fuck it, I'm taking the Braves?
Dirty Mike just straight gave me the straight shot, just picks, and that's it.
I love it. Happy Mother's Day. Love the celeb bets from all the moms out there. If you're a mom and you listen to our show, feel free to celeb bet anytime you want.
Absolutely. We are nowhere without our moms, so we appreciate them and appreciate all the love.
Absolutely.
A frequent member of Celeb Bets Friday, who unfortunately is not joining us today, but Miles gave us some celeb bets. His first one is parlay of the Knicks +6.5 tonight against the Suns, with the Bulls +4 against the Boston Celtics. Now, he also mentioned an arbitrage opportunity. So if you are on DraftKings, there is a 100% NBA profit boost tonight on any bet that you pick. And so if you put the 100% profit boost on the Celtics money line right now, and then you also bet the Bulls money line, you are guaranteed to make like at least $8, no matter what the result is.
Love that.
So Miles gave us a little bit of arbitrage there, so that's always good. You love the free money, but again, that's only if you are on DraftKings.
Oh yeah, Miles, my boy.
And then our final best or celeb bet for the night is coming from Poppy. And he gave us Nuggets +4 versus the Jazz tonight.
Welcome to the pod, Poppy.
That's right, baby. So I believe that is all of our celeb bets. Thank you all for sending in your bets. Again, if you want your bet to be read on Friday, all you have to do is, text it to me, tell it to me, whatever you want to do. If you know who I am, if not, you can always just tweet at us, or you can DM us on Twitter, whatever the case may be, at sportsbetbydumb, and we'll get your celeb bets read on the air on Friday. So reviewing my best bets from Wednesday, I went 1-2, so the 6-0 streak that I had has been snapped. The Knicks finally lost. It had been 15 or so games or wherever that they didn't lose against the spread. They finally lost against the spread, and they lost straight up. So that's a bit of a bummer. And then the Timberwolves missed the cover by half a point. So,
yikes.
A couple tough beats there, but we're looking to get back at it tonight. So now, best bets of the night for Friday night. I actually have, I'm going a little bit off my rocker here, going a little bit different. I got you three MLB over-unders tonight.
Jeez.
So the first one I have, it's involving the game that most of our sled bets came from, the Reds versus Indians. I am actually going under 8 runs.
Love it. Fucking love it, Pat.
Reds are last in the league in runs scored away from home at 2.92 runs per game. Indians are middle of the pack runs scored at home, 4.38. And then Cleveland is actually 26th in hitting against left-handed pitching this season, and the Reds have Wade Miley pitching, and he is a lefty. So give me Reds versus Indians under 8 runs scored.
That's fantastic, and that ties with my best bet. So just a little teaser there for the listeners.
Ooh, love a little tease. All right.
Absolutely. Tease before you please, baby.
The next best bet I have is in the MLB again. We have Cardinals versus Rockies. I'm hammering the over 7.5. Cardinals are second in the league hitting against left-handed pitching, and obviously the Rockies have a left-hander pitching. And then the Rockies are 8th in the league against right-handed pitching. So give me the Cardinals versus Rockies over 7.5.
Love it.
And my final best bet, and this is the one where I'm kind of like, oh, this is the one that I'm kind of worried about. But we're going Giants versus Padres under 7 runs scored in the game. The Giants are 17th in the league against left-handed pitching. It is very low. Yes. Giants 17th in the league against left-handed pitching. DeSclafani, you know, former Reds pitcher, former greatness. He is pitching for the Giants, and he has a 2.00 ERA this season. The Padres haven't scored more than 4 runs in their past 4 games. Their bats have significantly cooled off, and they have Blake Snell on the mound, I believe, tonight. And was he the one that had the no-hitter, Diz? You know?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, either way, both pitchers are fairly good. So I'm taking the Giants versus the Padres under 7 at plus money. I was actually able to get this under at like plus 102 when I was looking at it. So some good value there.
You got plus 102 because the line is 7. That's insanely low.
Right, right. You don't usually see a line that's under 7. But I think they're also in San Francisco, which I believe is a pitcher's ballpark. I don't know that for a fact, but yeah, I'm hoping that one just because that's the one that I feel like the least certain about, but I was really feeling it.
Love it. I mean, you got some stones. I've said it every pod.
You have. I have been known to have some stones, but having stones in the gambling world doesn't necessarily mean that you're getting paid, but that's all right.
I mean, Patty Parlays gets paid. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, yeah. All right, Diz, what do you have for best bets of your night?
All right, I'd like to preface by saying I have 3 best bets, and all of them I'm betting with my heart, so that is dangerous. But for those of you that listen and place my bets, for all you wise people out there, this is not you betting with your heart. It's me betting with mine. So if you put it that way, you guys don't have as much on the line as I do with these bets. So I'm a big fan of don't bet with your heart. You're going to get heartbroken, and you're going to have an empty bank account. Well, at least for you guys, if my bets don't hit, they're not teams that you care about as much as I do. So just want to preface, be cautious with these bets. I'm betting with my heart. My first one, I'm going Formula One. I'm getting into Formula One. My friend who got me into Formula One, his favorite racer is Carlos Sainz. And Carlos Sainz, for a podium finish, top 3 finish, is plus 865.
Jeez.
That is some value, and he's who I'm going to be rooting for when I watch this race on Sunday morning. So hammer Carlos Sainz podium position. That's my first best bet. My second best bet, I'm joining all the mothers out there and my boy Sunshine, wherever he is, probably Atlanta. Reds money line, and you kind of nailed it with the whole under. I just think Wade Miley is the Reds' best pitcher right now. That might be a hot take, but he's got the lowest ERA. And he's got the most wins of this entire pitching staff. So I think Wade Miley's going to ball out tonight. I think the Reds pulled off, and that's another like plus 130, I think, is what I got it at. It's probably different now, closer to game time, but it's a game I'm going to watch. I'm probably going to crack open a beer and drink by myself because my family's still on vacation. So the only thing worse than drinking alone is losing a bet. I'm going to try to parlay those together tonight. That's my second best bet. And then my final best bet, I'm a little salty as a Florida Panthers fan. We have 75 points with two games to go, which is the fourth best record in the NHL, but we're third in our division. The Central Division is absolutely loaded. They're winning every single game possible. Panthers have won four straight, and they're third place in the Central Division. So I'm betting against the Tampa Bay Lightning tonight. The Tampa Bay Lightning are tied with the Panthers at 75 points. At this point, we're going to play the Tampa Bay Lightning in the first round of the playoffs, and I'm shitty about it because the Lightning are insanely good. That's not who you want to play in the first round of the playoffs, so I'm just hoping they get cold. I'm hoping they go icy a little bit. So I'm taking the Dallas Stars at plus 126 puck line. Might be flipping back and forth between the Bolts-Panthers game and the Reds-Indians game. So once again, I'm betting with my heart. Be cautious. But I need the Bolts to get cold, and I need the Panthers to stay hot. Those are my best bets.
All right. I love it. And I love that you're going across multiple sports. That always gets me feeling a certain kind of way.
Absolutely. You got to diversify the portfolio.
Absolutely. So now we are at the Hail Mary parlay of the day. And this one's juiced a little bit, Diz. We got $1 to win $734.06.
That's insane.
And it's juiced a little bit because of this Padres versus Giants under seven runs. You know, I got that at plus money. And so that one is in there. And then my other two MLB picks, like I said, Reds versus Indians under eight runs. And Rockies versus Cardinals over 7.5 runs. So there's the first three. And then the last seven are all in the NBA. I'm going Bulls plus 4 versus the Celtics. Timberwolves plus 6.5 versus the Heat. Bucks minus 16.5 versus the Rockets. Mavericks minus 10 versus the Cavaliers. Trailblazers minus 9 versus the Lakers. Spurs minus 5 versus the Kings. And the Knicks plus 6.5 versus the Suns.
I don't know what to say. You read that every episode, and I don't know how to feel about it every single time you read it. But I respect it. You're gonna hit it probably in like 4 years and still lose money because it took you so long to hit it. But when it hits, it's gonna be glorious either way. Rooting for you, bub.
I know. And in every episode, you're always like, I have no words, and I'm like, well, yeah, you probably don't, and yeah, it's not really surprising, but.
I really just don't know what to say. I mean, there's so many bets. There's so many things that could go wrong. There's so many things that could go right. If you have a close one and we're like watching like a Pelicans game at 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, you know what I'm saying? Like it can go either way. I never know how to respond when you list off like 12 NBA games that I know nothing about.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the thing that's going to hurt me is, you know, here before too long, the NBA is going to be done. And so, you know, I've spent most of my time this year kind of gambling on the NBA and like knowing the ins and outs of the NBA. So I might just have to do like 10 NRSIs like once the basketball season's over, but who knows?
Wait, doesn't the NBA go until like July?
It does, but there's not going to be as many games, right? There might be two or three games a night.
Yeah, but it's better to bet on the playoffs. I'll bet on some NBA playoff action.
I know, but if I'm going to put 10 together, it's hard to do that with two NBA games.
9 player props. I don't know. You probably can't parlay those together.
Well, you probably could, but yeah, you're right. Alrighty. Well, do you have anything you need to get off your chest? Is anything you want to talk about?
I don't think so. I'm just saying like, I might put a lot of money down on some dumb shit tonight because I'm just at home by myself. You know, I don't really know what's going to happen. Maybe I'll just take this Friday night and relax. Maybe not. I don't know. But whenever you're feeling down or whenever you're lonely, I mean, turn to the sports book. So that's my last call.
Turn to the sports book with friends.
Well, that's true. I mean, group betting is winning betting. But like, you know, let's say you're going through a breakup or, you know, something happens and you're feeling down. Just throw a little cheddar on some Panthers money line or some, you know what I'm saying? Like just spice it up a little bit. Gambling is more fun than any relationship could ever be.
Yeah, that's probably fair. Don't tell my wife I said that, but
yeah, hopefully she doesn't listen to the pod. We're in dangerous water right now.
Yeah, but I will say your F1 bets kind of got me juiced, and at +865, you got me wanting to bet on that.
Well, yeah, I mean, the thing about F1 is, like, the favorite is so heavily favorited, and normally the margin of victory is, like, 10 seconds. So, like, but betting on the winner isn't a great move, but podium kind of gets insane because people fight really hard for a top three position. That's, like, a big deal in F1. So I think I'm going to be betting a podium finish every single race. And I'm just starting off with my boy Carlos Sainz. I know nothing about him, but he kind of has a viral video on YouTube that I quote all the time, and he's my friend's favorite. So we're riding with my boy Carlos.
Oh, this thing's fast.
Oh, this is fast. Yep, that's him. That's him. Yeah.
Awesome. Sure. I'm all in. 100% in. Let's do it.
Yes, sir. Let's go.
Well, another week in the books, everyone. Thank you again for listening. Make sure you check out the website, sportsbettingbydummies.com. Make sure you check out the Permaglitch Gaming guys and also their new podcast, The Film Boulevard. That should be, I think, one episode's out, and we'll be releasing more. And yeah, remember, if you want to tweet at us, you want to give us your best bets for sled bets for next week, just let us know. Have a great, profitable weekend. And we will see you all on Monday.